This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
should you be paid less if you work from home? Why or why not? And yes, 93.5% says no.
I think it's really skewed very, very much towards no. But, you know, we had our arguments for yes. We had our arguments, a lot of arguments for no. We'll come back and read most of the messages that have come in over the last hour or so. But, of course, yes, if you want to get in touch with us, you still have about 14 minutes. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, let's move on to our final story of the day. DHL Express successfully delivered the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines to Malaysia.
Yes, the first batch of Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccines arrived at Kuala Lumpur International Airport, transported mass cargo via flight MH604. This is, you know, historic.
Yes, it is. Now, a total of 312,390 vaccine doses were flown on a passenger-to-cargo flight using an Airbus 330-300 aircraft, and it touched down at 10:07 a.m. yesterday morning. Express service provider DHL worked with Mass Cargo to fly the vaccines in and subsequently arranged for them to be sent directly to designated facilities across KL. Ken Lee, DHL Express Asia Pacific's chief executive officer, said that the company was proud to have been to have had the opportunity to do this, and assured that no effort was spared in ensuring that DHL Medical Express Solution adhered to the stringent requirements of speed, quality, security and reliability when it came to transporting precious cargo.
Okay, so, you know, obviously doing something like this has its challenges, right? One of the key challenges faced in the shipment of the COVID-19 vaccine, DHL said, is the stringent temperature requirements. The courier service informed that the vaccines were delivered in specifically designed thermal shipper packaging customized by the manufacturer. Each shipment was packed with dry ice to regulate the temperature, enabling its use in locations that lack the physical infrastructure to otherwise maintain the required temperature. Temperature trackers equipped with sophisticated GPS technology are also packed within each thermal shipper box to provide full visibility throughout the shipment's entire journey.
Yeah, so now that is just, you know, bringing it in. But what about distribution? So with regards to distributing the vaccine, DHL Express admitted that the distribution to so many people in such a short time will be an extremely complex operation. It did say that it was well equipped to perform the task at hand. So the arrival of the vaccine basically kickstarts the national COVID-19 immunization program, which is the largest vaccination program ever in Malaysia. And we are one of the earliest countries in Southeast Asia to actually use the vaccine, which many hope will expedite the country's efforts to revive our economy and improve the lives of the rakyat.
So yes, the arrival of the vaccines represent hope for a better 2021. The pandemic has killed more than 1.2 million people.
This
worldwide.
Is worldwide, right?
Worldwide. Yes. You know, I think it's, and it's like, you know, some nations.
Yeah.
The size of
yeah.
some nations. So in Malaysia alone, it's killed over 1,000 people to date. And the arrival of the vaccine, for lack of better terms, an injection of hope and a promising development to help bring an end to the pandemic. So, you know, this Monday, we hope it's a bit of a
boost
in the good news, you know, of what's to come.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the start. So we know that everybody, well, at least some people will begin being vaccinated midweek, right? Starting Wednesday or so. And we'll keep you up to date on the progress. And, you know, I know there's a lot of vaccine optimism on the markets as well. So, yes, a boost of hope it is. On the show today, we are asking you if you should be paid less if you work from home. Let's wrap up the poll.
All right. Okay. So at 93.5% is no and 6.5% is yes.
Yes. Over on Instagram, it's still 96% who say no, 4% who say yes. And let's look at some of the messages.
All right. I just want to read one here from who wants to be anonymous. And she says, in the UK, companies are sending and purchasing office furniture and equipment to the employees at home, right? And a big company even paid for employees' mortgages since they save from office space rental.
Wow.
Okay, that's great. Changes in salary, especially reduction, should really be a thought through well. Cost of living has increased since the pandemic, like food and groceries. Employees save time and cost on travel, but electricity, water, and food, right? And the employee, we generally do that, the employee bears. So give and take, be considered reasonable. She says, I work from 8:30 to 6 p.m. and then 6 p.m. to midnight, caregiving and being the Minister of Home Affairs. Very long hours.
Long hours indeed. Mm. Over on Instagram, Conrad says, because the amount of work doesn't reduce. In some cases, it actually increases. Mm. Jia Lee says, I think working from home helps the company save on utilities and you are working the same hours. So definitely no. Simon says, or at least some allowance. I'm renting out my unit. Water bills went up 7x. Electricity up 3x. Fazli says, expenses increase. Electricity, your air conditioning, internet bills. While the company has saved on those. And, you know, pretty much most people have actually just come back to say that it comes down to the bills as well, you know, because when you're working from home, electricity is a biggie. Over on Twitter, just a few more to get through.
Okay, so this is from Alvin. He says, as for me, I don't have the luxury of choosing which ISP as all ports are full. I have to pay for data for my phone and no, I don't have subsidies for data.
We also have Ajit who says, meetings are now extended till night and on weekends. Right. Mei Yan Cheng says, on the contrary, I think we should be paid more to cover for electricity bills and of course, longer working hours. Frida, I want to take this one from Navin here.
Okay, so 103 votes and 7% say yes. So about 6 or 7 of you, do you think we should be paid less? Why? Okay.
And to that, Awan actually responds and says, my guests, they are all employers.
Okay.
And one last one here, maybe from Fendi.
Okay. We should even be paid more or provide allowances because we're using our own resources for many things, including laptop, electricity, printing.
Printing is another thing, right? Thank you, everyone, for chiming in on our conversation today. Of course, that was our top story. Should you be paid less if you work from home? And of course, we're talking about this because some experts over in Britain said that chances are you want to work from home permanently, you're going to be paid less. And it could also, kind of limit your career prospects. We then moved on to the story about how the office is definitely not dead, not even close. And we capped off with that story on...
A little bit of good news that the vaccines have arrived and hopefully it'll reach an arm. And I'm here soon.
Closer to you.
Closer to you.
If you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of our show will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on all Enterprise BizBytes pieces on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify. We'll be back again for more Enterprise BizBytes, same time tomorrow at noon. And tomorrow also marks 1 year since Lanka Sheraton. And BFM will be having station-wide programming to discuss and analyze the implications Lanka Sheraton has had on the country. So be sure to tune in to us tomorrow. We'll be doing a special on Enterprise BizBytes as well. So stay tuned all tomorrow, the 23rd of February. But coming up right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, the Morning Run spoke to the CEO of Property Guru, Hari V. Krishnan. So stay tuned for that coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. But for now, we're going to leave you with a bit of Molly Hatchet and Flirting with Disaster. See you again tomorrow on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj. Have a pleasant Monday. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.